So there, 1 Corinthians 9, and I want you to focus on verse number 22. 1 Corinthians 9, 22, the Bible says, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. And I want you to notice this phrase that the Apostle Paul says. He said, I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. See, the Apostle Paul said, I have made all things to all men. And this morning, I want to talk about becoming all things to all men. And number one, to become all things to all men, you must be ready to come across different kinds of people. See, when you go out soul winning, you just realize you're going to come across people who are different than you, who are different than us, that don't believe like us, that may not look like you, may not act like you. They don't have the same financial stability you have, just different sorts of people. You're going to come across all sorts of people as you go out soul winning. Look at verse number 20 again. Notice what it says in verse number 20. It says, and unto the Jews, notice, I became as a Jew. See, the Paul says, I'm going to run into people who are just like me. Unto the Jews, it says, I became as a Jew. See, when you go out soul winning, yeah, you'll meet people who are sort of like us. You know, they're Christians. They say they believe the Bible. They might look like you. They might live in your neighborhood. They might have the same financial status as you do, the same education. People who are just like you. Verse 21, notice what it says. It says, to them, notice, that are without law, as without law. See, you're also, not only will you come across people who are just like you, but guess what? You're going to come across people who are not like you. People who are different from you. People who may not have been raised the same way that you were raised. People who may be living in a poorer situation than you are, or in a richer situation than you are. See, when you go out soul winning, you realize you're going to come across people who are not like you. Verse 22, notice what it says. It says, notice, to the weak became I as weak. And when we go out soul winning, look, we're going to come across people that you and I, we could look down on if we wanted to. And Paul says, I'm going to meet people who are weaker than I am. And look, so when you go out soul winning, you realize to become all things to all men, you're going to run across all men. And you're going to see people who are just like you, who may be like you, but you're going to come across people who are different from you. And you may come across people who that you can look down on if you wanted to. People who are weaker than you physically, who don't believe like you, they weren't raised like you, they don't have the same education, the same mindset as you do. So realize as you got soul winning, look, you will meet people who are completely different than you and I. So number one, to become all things to all men, you must be ready to come across people who are not like you. But number two, to become all things to all men, you must be ready to put other people first. When you go out soul winning, you just have the mindset, you know what, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to put whoever I meet ahead of me. I'm going to look out for them, put them first, esteem them better than myself. Verse number 19, notice what it says again. It says, for though I be free from all men. See, the Apostle Paul says, look, I don't owe anyone anything. He says, though I be free from all men, notice what he says. He says, yet have I made myself servant unto all. See, when the Apostle Paul is saying, look, I don't owe anyone anything, but when I go out there, when I preach the gospel, I'm going to make myself servant unto all men. The Apostle Paul is going out there willing to humble himself to make himself a servant to those that he meets out there soul winning. And when you go out soul winning, you got to have the mindset that we're going to go out there and be servants unto all men. And that means you're putting them first. Look, when you serve someone, you're choosing to submit yourself under them and you're looking out for their benefit. You're there to help them, to assist them, to encourage them, to do whatever you can for them to put them first. See, as soul winners, when we go out there, our goal is to not belittle people. Our goal is to put other people before us and be there for their best interest, for their benefit. You say, why would I want to serve them? Why would I want to submit myself under someone who is not like me, who may be poorer than me, who may be weaker than I am, who may not look like me, dress like me, be as smart as me, who knows the Bible as much as me? Why would I want to submit myself to them? Well, verse 19, again, it says, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all. Notice what it says. It says that I might gain the more. See, the Apostle Paul says, look, I'm willing to serve other people, to put people who they may be weaker than I am, but I'm going to put them first. Why? It says that I might gain the more. And see, our goal is to go out there and gain more people, to win more people, to influence more people. See, you got to realize that our goal is to be able to influence the community that we go out and knock doors. See, the goal is to do what? To influence people. And the more people we can influence, then the better that is for the cause of Christ. Verse number 20, again, it says, and unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law. You say, why? Again, it says that I might gain them that are under the law. Verse 21, to them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ. You say, why? Again, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak. Again, notice what it says. It says that I might gain the weak. See, our goal when we meet people who will be different from you, who you can look down on them if you'd like to, but our goal is to influence them, to gain them, to win them over to our side. And look, even if they don't get saved, because the truth is, the Apostle Paul said that I might save some, because not everyone's going to get saved. But even if they don't get saved, you know, you and I, we can still gain them with our influence. We can still win them over and influence them in a very positive way. See, if we go out there and we belittle people for being weaker than us, for being without law, for being not like us, for being poor, for not being as smart, then look, we're not going to influence them in a positive way. But even if they don't get saved, look, you still represent the Lord Jesus Christ. You still represent this church. And you can gain them. You can win them over with your influence. And even if they don't get saved, look, you can leave a good taste in their mouth and say, you know what? That person from that church, you know what? They were very nice to me. I noticed that they put me first. Because look, when you go out there and you meet people, look, you might run across some old lady who's still freaked out about this coronavirus thing. But you know what? Our goal is to not belittle people or mock people. Our goal is to serve them and put them first, to benefit them. You say, why? So that we can influence them. You say, why would I want to put other people first? It's so that we can have a positive influence on those people. So number one, to become all things to all men, you must be ready to meet all sorts of people. To become all things to all men, you must be ready to put others first. And number three, to become all things to all men, you must be ready to conform to them. You must be ready to conform to them. Look at verse number 20 again. It says, and unto the Jews, notice what he says. He says, I became as a Jew. See, the Apostle Paul says, look, unto those that are Jews, I'm going to become like them. I'm going to become a Jew as well, that I might gain the Jews. Notice again, to them that are under the law, as under the law. Verse 21, to them that are without law, as without law. Verse 22, notice what he says, to the weak became I as weak. See, when we go out there and we meet all sorts of people, whether they're poor, whether they're wealthy, whether they're smart as you or whatever, our goal is to conform to them, is to meet them on their level. See, our goal is not to, we shouldn't go out there with this mindset thinking that everyone should believe just like we do. It's like, don't you know what the Bible says? Well, it's like, no, they don't know what the Bible says. And our goal is not to make them feel bad or look down on them. No, our goal to the Jew is to become a Jew. Our goal to the weak is to become weak. See, our goal is to be easy to be entreated. When we go out there, look, we should be willing and able to humble ourselves to conform to them and meet them on their level. See, our goal is to relate to them. And even if you don't relate to them because you're not like them, you should be willing to conform yourself to them so that you can talk to them and they can be willing and ready to talk to you. So you got to go out there, be ready to become all things to all men. Meaning what? Meaning when you meet all men, look, you're ready to put them first. You're ready to meet them on their level. And our goal is not to belittle them because, look, yeah, you probably know more Bible than everyone you're going to talk to today. Yeah, they don't go to the same church that you go to. Yeah, they may not be as wealthy as you. Yeah, they may not be as smart as you. But see, our goal is not to put them down. Our goal is to conform to them and be willing to meet them on their level. And you say, why? What's the whole goal? What's the whole point? Again, verse 22, it says, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I mean all things to all men. And what's the whole goal? And that's what it says. It says that I might by all means save some. See, the whole goal when we go out there is to, by all means, whatever it takes to save people from hell. And yes, when you go out there, you're going to meet people who are not like you. You're going to meet people who are different from you. But you know what? That's okay. And the Apostle Paul said, look, I am become all things to all men. Go out there ready and willing to put yourself under them, to serve them, to be there for their benefit. You say they're weaker than me, they're poorer than me, they're dumber than me. Well, you know what? Whatever it takes, that I might by all means save some. And the Apostle Paul said, look, I made all things to all men. Why? Why should we do it? It says that I might by all means save some. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning, God. I thank you for your word. I just pray you be with each one of the soul owners, God. Help us to go out there and to become all things to all men so that we can by all means save those that we speak to, God. Just keep us safe out there, Lord. Fill us with the Spirit and be with our church, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.